Today's reading is from Acts chapter 20, starting at verse 17. And it's Paul, and it's his farewell to the elders of the church at Ephesus. From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church. When they arrived, he said to them, "You know how I lived the whole time in the province of Asia. I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, and in the midst of severe testing by the plots of my Jewish opponents. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you. For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you by this kind of hard work we must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. Then they accompanied him to the ship.
Well, good morning. Lovely to be with you. For anyone who doesn't know me, my name is Peter, and I'm one of the readers here. I also sometimes moonlight as the church warden as well. Now, this passage is all about Paul calling together the leaders of the church in Ephesus and giving them some advice. So I thought we'd think about advice that we've been offered, and already Neil and Elna have helped us do that. And I thought I would share with you some of the advice that I've been offered over the years. Now, some of the advice I've been offered has been a little bit wide of the mark. Let me give you an example. I come from a family of teachers. My mother is a teacher. My uncle is a teacher. All of my mother's brothers are teachers. Every single one of them, when I said I was thinking of going into teaching, said the same thing to me, What do you think it was? Don't do it, it's right, you right. But after 20 years as a head teacher, I think they got it wrong. I think if you ask some of my classes, they might well say they got it right. But I am going to share with you, secondly, exclusively to St. Mary's, a special piece of advice that all teachers receive. Now, I shouldn't really be telling you this, but you won't tell him. But teacher's advice. Here is a clue. I recorded this as we were driving back from Wales yesterday. Let's see if we can hear it. Oops. I can get this to work. It was the sound of the wind howling. Was it like that here yesterday as well? Now, the advice that all teachers get, see if you can guess what it is that when the wind blows and it's howling, what will it do to your classes? Yes? You've had the same advice, that's brilliant! Every teacher is told that your classes will be much worse behaved when it's a windy day. I was going to say, parents, what do you think? Does that feel about right? Wild horses, dogs, it's getting worse, isn't it? And one bit of advice, one final bit of advice I'd received. My dad, you wouldn't think it listening to me, but I'm from Liverpool, and he was a really broad, he spoke a bit like this, you know, he had quite a broad Liverpool accent, like, and he didn't like to give lots of advice, but he gave me, one day he took me to one side, and he gave me one piece of advice that has stayed with me all of my life. And here's a clue to what that advice was. It was brilliant advice. Make sure you support the best football team in the world. And I followed it all the way through since then. Now, Paul gives three bits of advice here that are just as good as my dad's fantastic advice there. Sadly, he doesn't mention Liverpool, but here's the first one. He says, even now, back at my house, one of my sons is looking at the wall thinking, sure there used to be something there. I can't think what it is. But he said, use my life as a mirror. Use my life as a mirror. Because he says to the leaders of the church in Ephesus, you know how I lived when I was with you. In other words, look at how I lived, because I lived to show you how Jesus wants us to live. And what sort of things does he say about the way that he lived? He said, I served. He said, I preached. He said, I told Jews and Greeks that they needed to follow the Lord Jesus. And most important of all, he says he put into practice some words of Jesus that Paul had heard directly from Jesus' first followers. They're not even mentioned in the Gospels. And that is, Ron read it to us earlier, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, Jesus lived that out in his own life. He was willing to give his own life for us. He didn't look what was in it for him. Instead, he looked to be the one who gave, not the one who was always receiving from others. And what Paul says, when he says, look at my life as being like a mirror, see how I behaved, look and behave in the same way. He was reminding the leaders of the church in Ephesus. But in the end, Christianity, being a follower of Jesus, it's not just about a set of ideas. Of course, it involves a set of ideas. It's not just a course in theology. In the end, it's about living out what Jesus told us to do. Living out the love of Jesus so that others can see something of him reflected in us. So that others can see his love in our lives. And it's something that we're called to do, not just once in a while, day by day, week by week, year by year. It's a pretty gutsy thing to do, isn't it? To say, you know how I lived when I was with you. Because my experience is, if you say something like that, there's always someone who says, well, I know what you were like, and I don't want to be like that at all. But there's nothing like that, because people knew that Paul had shown Jesus' love. Use him as a mirror. So before you, a second sound effect. And this follows on from a conversation earlier. Here we go. How many people had this happen to them while on holiday? Well, there's the highlight of my journey back from Wales yesterday. And as my wife has already shared, at that point I normally say, wind down the window, love, and ask someone where we are, will you please? Paul didn't have a sat-nav, but he had his own version of it, which was God's Holy Spirit. He says in the passage, compelled by the Spirit, not the Spirit said it wouldn't be a bad idea, so I thought I'd do it. Compelled by the Spirit, I'm going to Jerusalem. Although he goes on to say, I'm not sure what's waiting me there. And I spend lots of my life my day job is as a head teacher. I make all sorts of plans. When I go back to school, I've got to write a plan, a development plan for the school. And I've got it all planned out well in advance. And Paul didn't do anything like that. A few chapters before, it says, but he'd been going to somewhere, he'd been about to go to a place called Bithynia, and he was just about to start on his journey, and the Spirit told him, don't go there. And I think if it had been me, I would have said, but Lord, it's in my 3-year development plan. It's quite clear. I think if you read it, you'll find. But no, he said, okay. And then that night, when he slept, he had a vision of a man from Macedonia saying, come here instead. And again, if it had been me, I might have gone in another direction. But Paul went in the direction that the Spirit led him to go. And that's his second piece of advice. He said, use my life as a mirror, and also use God's Holy Spirit as your sat-nav. Be directed by what the Spirit tells you to do. Don't just do it when you fancy it, or when it fits in, or when you can sort of fit it in alongside your plans. Go where God's Spirit leads you. Say yes to God and where he is directing you, even if you feel like you're making a U-turn. And finally, Paul says, and how appropriate in John Wycliffe's church, Paul says that we need to get to know this. When Paul was in Ephesus, the passage says that God did amazing miracles through him. He was used wonderfully. People, do you know, he was used so powerfully that people get hold of towels that Paul had touched and put them on people, and they were healed as a result. But even then, it wasn't easy. Even then, the gospel caused upset. There was actually a full-blown riot by people who felt threatened by the message that Paul had brought. They thought it might be bad for their business and the various other gods that people were worshipping in Ephesus. And he warns the followers, the leaders of the church in Ephesus. And he says that they are like shepherds looking after a flock. But he warns them and says, look, there is always going to be fierce wolves out there looking for who they can devour. And he says, given that, how do we protect ourselves? Well, when he writes later on to the leaders of the church in Ephesus, he says that we need to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's never going to be straightforward being a follower of the Lord Jesus. There's always going to be people and things looking to knock us off course. And Paul says, if we're going to protect ourselves and find the way through, then we need to get to know God's word. So what's Paul's big pieces of advice to us this morning. Use the sword of the Spirit to help you find your way through, because it's always going to be some who feel threatened or uneasy about the gospel and are looking to knock you off course. He said, make sure that you use the sat-nav, which is God's Holy Spirit. Let God show you the direction for your life. Don't take your own direction. And he said, remember that our lives should be like a mirror, that people should be able to look at us and see something of the love of the Lord Jesus reflected in us, and that following Jesus is not just a set of ideas, but it's something we live out day by day, week by week, and year by year. Amen.